What are you doing up? I worked you too hard yesterday with all my stories for you to be up with the sun. Sit down. I only get a few hours these days. And it's so exciting having an out-of-town visitor here to write about my son. Here. Now, breakfast is almost ready.
Oh, may I?
Oh, no. The bread's nearly done, and, Oh, how about I make us a platter of some goat cheese and figs, and we might even have some pistachios lying around somewhere. Here we go.
Thank you.
Now, where did those figs go? I know Anna sold John a double portion at the marketplace. Figs, as promised.
Thank you.
Oh, here we are. You know, Jesus was an early riser, too. Oh, I would be peeling my eyelids off my face, and he would come in from outside with a glow about him. Before sunrise was often the only time that he could find to be alone with his Father. That sounds so strange to say that. Our Father. And then would begin the barrage of people clamoring for his help in some way. I can't say that I'm innocent. Oh, so many crazy mornings when it was the best I could do to wake up and start the bread and the chores, and then it was Jesus, feed the hens, or Jesus, wake up your brothers before they sleep till noon. Oh, I tried so hard to have everything under control. Oh, but he was always more calm than me. I used to think it was easy for him, but I don't anymore. No, He was incredibly intentional. From the moment he decided to get out of bed, he was aware of his need for the Father's help. He never rolled with heavy lids into the day, hoping that chance would somehow usher him unscathed through the thorn patch of grumpy brothers, demanding little sisters, and a hectic-hearted mother. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, the bread. Oh. Oh.
Are you all right?
Mary, yes, I'm fine. The bread's burnt. Oh, Joseph always told me not to talk and cook.
Are you sure?
Yes, it's salvageable. Now just sit down.
Mary, please.
Luke, just sit. Honestly, when you get to be my age, it is your right to fuss over a young, handsome visitor. So would you just sit down and let me fuss? Oh, dear.
It's okay.
Oh, Luke, I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm rushing around like this. It's these interviews. My mind isn't what it used to be these days, and I want to get them right. This is very important work you were doing, and I... Well, you know that. That's why you're doing it.
Mary, listen.
What?
The river.
Oh, it is beautiful, isn't it? Sometimes I forget living so close.
Come.
Thank you.
And rivers of living water will flow from within him who comes to me.
Was that a subtle rebuke? Well said. I haven't had a sip yet this morning. I haven't even said good morning. Oh. The truth is, Luke, I'm avoiding. People ask me all the time about Jesus, and I love to tell them about him. But it's easier to hold on to the beginning and end of his story. They're both so bright and miraculous, like these... Oh, thank you. Pearls strung together in my mind. But the middle is a bit knotted up. You are so thorough. Part of me likes to brush over the middle sometimes. Part of me wishes I could forget it. But I don't. At the same time, it's my knot. My mess. I was so tangled up. I need the people who will read what you pen to understand that it was important I was. Does that make sense? Oh. You know, Luke, have you given a second thought to taking a wife? You would make a wonderful husband. Oh, you're so thoughtful and diligent. Faithful, of course. Now, I completely respect choosing singlehood. Obviously, my son did, and it does make for quite an adventurous life. But should you change your mind, I'll have you know I am especially skilled at decorating hoopas. That's all I'll say about that. Breakfast.
Absolutely.
Would you just cut off that burnt part there? Such a steady hand. You did choose the right profession. Oh, let us pray. Our Father, we thank you. All right, now go ahead. I know you're hungry. Oh. So, we left off with Jesus starting his ministry. And I did not go with him. Oh, like I said, I was knotted up, asking questions about my own faith, worrying for my children, absent. 3 years pass, and then suddenly it was Friday, preparation day. Everyone had gathered in Jerusalem before Passover, and it was the same place where Simeon had held Jesus as a baby when we took him to be dedicated. He told me, a sword will pierce your heart too. I had no idea. When that spear pierced his side, afterward, I wrapped his body in cloth for the last time and watched his still form fade away from view as that dark giant stone eclipsed the crescent of the tomb and barred me from him forever. Or so I thought. Whew. I don't even remember falling asleep that night. I was awake, in some sense, dreaming violently. The women were there. Joanna, Susanna, Mary, and Mary. See if your readers can keep that straight. You know you have a good friend when grief brings out the worst in you and you don't scare them away.
No, my son. Mary, wake up.
John,
Mary.
We have to go. Jesus is in trouble.
Mary.
We have to get him away from here.
Mary.
We'll go to Egypt again. We'll go somewhere. We'll take him away. We'll take him away. What? Susanna? Joanna? What are you both doing here? Where am I?
Mary, it's all right. Just breathe.
And Mary's here too.
Yes, they're waking up. They're in the other room.
As he looked with favor on my lowliness, how now will the world call me blessed? What time is it?
It's early. It's early.
So it is my first day without my son. You two should go and anoint the body. I cannot.
I take no pride in the maternal anger I felt during those dark days after the cross. It was not righteous indignation at the injustice of it all. It was my fear, my loss, my raging confusion in my chest. He had made claims about coming back, but no one seemed to understand. What if God had lost or given up on us? What if I had failed?
Big questions.
But Jesus would always have another kind of question to untangle my motivations. Oh, he had such a way of cutting to the heart of a matter. And nothing could withstand the blade of his words. Not even the locked door of John's house. John, can you please bring me the oil? Oh! Jesus. Jesus. Is it really you? Oh, can I touch you?
Mother.
Oh. I've been... Oh. I knew it. I knew it couldn't have all been over. When the women came back from the tomb saying they had seen an angel, I knew, because I have seen an angel. But Gabriel's glory pales in comparison to you right now. Oh, you are perfect. Oh, your eyes are so bright, more than ever. I've been hoping you would come all day since I heard. Do you know how hard it was for me not to go searching the streets to find you? Where have you been? A son is never too old for his mother to fuss over him. Don't you give me that look. Of course, it's petty, but... Of course I'm jealous that the other women were the first to lay eyes on you. Peter and the others probably wouldn't have believed me anyway. Too easy to write me off as a grief-crazed mother. How is it you're here with us? A miracle at the beginning, a miracle every year, a miracle at the end. If anyone should believe, it should be me. You're just in time for dinner. Your brothers will be coming, and John, and I'll make your favorite. Oh, all my children at the table together. I'm gonna cry again.
Mother, please.
Oh, my hands are shaking. Jesus, dear, would you please make the bread?
Sure, Mom.
Thank you. In that case, I'll get an extra basket for the leftovers. Oh. Now they will know, Jesus, they will know that you are the Son of God. You are the Son of God. Who am I to even look on you? No, don't touch me. Jesus, I am a sinful woman. No, I can't sit down right now. I need to work. I've thought of so many things over these last 2 days that I would say to you if I ever had the chance. Apologies that I would make. I should have gone with you when you left to start your ministry. I was so worried about your brothers and sisters. I thought that I could help them see the truth and that they needed me desperately, but...
Mom.
Maybe I got in the way. Maybe that wasn't the real reason. You're right, I'll sit down. I lost such precious time with you. I could have sat at your feet with the other women and listened to you teach. They're wonderful, those women. I have known so many gossips in my life. And now, to feel fully believed in, welcomed, they've grown dear to me so quickly. For so many years, I stood aloof, amazed at your odd collective, but not even realizing what I was missing. I took for granted that I had heard your teachings over time, as if I, being your mother, somehow understood them better than anyone else and somehow needed them less. I pushed you so many times. To heal, to fix, to show yourself. I was so proud of that water you turned into wine. Pride I had no right to feel. I tempted you to choose me and our family over your calling. I wanted the things of man. to see Rome upended and our people victorious, to see you in the glory I imagined for you. But I could never have imagined this. Jesus, these last 2 days, I don't like who I've seen in the mirror. Proud eyes, a selfish brow, a small mind. Not the mother I want to be. Not the mother you and your siblings deserve. Joseph loved the scriptures so much. He knew that you would have to die. And he would hint at as much, but I refused to see it as if I could avoid Simeon's prophecy.
What did he say?
I never told you. I didn't want to burden you. I thought maybe you already knew, but he said that you would cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, that you would be a sign to be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts would be revealed, and that a sword would pierce my heart too. And it has, over and over and over. And the distance your ministry created between us, and the names they called you, and the rumors, and that awful mob, seeing you on the cross, feeling your love for me as you hung there, providing for me even as you were slipping away. I have more holes in me than a 4-year-old's first attempt at weaving. They're all I can see now when I look at my wrists, when I wrap my shawl around my side. And I'm scared to go to sleep for fear of who I am in my dreams. How many times can someone be run through? But now I... Oh. After all my mistakes, do you still find favor with me?
Mother.
What you've done, conquering the grave, this was for me too, wasn't it? So that old dry bones can live. Oh, my beautiful boy. But what does it mean that you're here? Everyone has been talking about the curtain in the temple being torn. Did you do that? What does it mean? The most holy place open. Is the temple defiled? It has something changed? Teach me, son.
I will.
You're not going to stay, are you? I know, you're not mine to hold on to. But at least tell me where you're going. This time I have to know where to find you.
Mary? Mary? Mary?
Oh. I'm sorry. How long was I out? I think I'll take one of these juicy ones. Evidence we are loved. Where were we?
John's house. You saw him.
Yes. My son came back and gave me a reason to keep living. He stayed for 40 days and appeared to over 500 of the disciples, teaching us many things about the kingdom of God, about what he had done to complete the Father's plan of redemption.
What was it like?
I wish you could have been there. The wonder, the amazement, the lights of recognition igniting in every eye as he explained the word of the Father plainly. Amazing. And a touch mysterious. He told us that it was to our benefit that he went away so that he could send his Holy Spirit to accomplish more in us than he could do alone if he stayed. I was so curious. How would the Holy Spirit come upon us? Would he overshadow us as he had me when I was just a teen? And if so, could I dare to imagine what greater things that we with him would conceive and bear into the world? Well, I tried to. We all did. And we eagerly shared what he was teaching. I felt just as I had when I was a young girl after I had encountered Gabriel. I was once again pregnant with faithful excitement, and I delivered it through my mouth with joy to anyone brave enough to listen to Crazy Mary.
Savior now, Mary.
Happy Pentecost. Mary! Anna! Oh. Your figs are always the sweetest in the market. Jesus always said so. I'll take a bunch.
Oh,
thank you.
How are you feeling?
How is Crazy Mary, the talk of the market? Better than I've ever been. I have seen him, Anna. How else could light fill my eyes? I would be crazy indeed if I mourned a son who lives. Now, if these busybodies would ask, they would have much better things to talk about with their out-of-town guests coming in for the holiday. The talk doesn't bother me anymore. I have looked into the eyes of the risen Lord and seen that there is more than this petty, busy, dead life. And I'm not saying I'm above it. Every day since my youth, I have wondered, why choose me? Why find favor with me? I am a proud and fearful woman. But now I am starting to see just a glimpse of what he is doing, and it's wonderful. The kingdom that we have been waiting for is here. And I want you so much to know it, so that you and I can be like your fig tree. Every year producing such beautiful, perfect, consistent fruit. Much to your credit, you tend it well.
What do you mean?
We try so hard to be as we should, don't we? But we're just trapped. Like your figs, for the tree to grow, the seed must die. Here. I would like to give you more than this. May I sit with you? Thank you. He has made a way for us to die and live a new life. This last month, He's been teaching us how everything has been leading up to his overcoming the grave. My son was not executed. He was sacrificed for Passover by his father as Abraham modeled with Isaac. As the prophet Isaiah foretold, he was pierced for the ways that we have broken our covenants with the Father, with each other. I don't say that to hurt you, Anna. We all have. He came to free us. Animal blood is temporary. But now, one who lived a perfect life has shed divine blood once for all, so that we can enter the most holy place through the torn curtain of his body and the sprinkling of his blood. You can be pure again, Anna. You know, when I saw him, part of me didn't think he would take me back. I've made so many mistakes. But he held my eyes for a long moment and hugged me. And do you know what he said? I'm never gonna leave you again, Mother. You remember how sweet he was?
I do. And what else?
Well, that was the day before he left. Another riddle. He loved them. He was talking about his spirit. That day he breathed on us and promised to send God's breath, his spirit, to dwell in us and build us into some kind of human temple so that he can stay with us. We, our very selves. It's so much more than I could have imagined. Did you believe my story about the angel when I was young?
I don't think anyone could have made that up.
Well, 5 days ago, those of us who were with him, we watched him, there's no better word for it, ascend into the heavens. Our eyes were transfixed to the sky, our mouths dropped in wonder. Up, up, up he went, and then he was gone. There were just some passing clouds and some very disoriented birds. And then a mighty voice bellowed, "Why do you still look up? He will come back the same way." We all heard it. It was an angel, Anna, like Gabriel. Believe me also in this. You listen to an angel. You quake in your bones when you see an angel. You obey an angel. They told of his birth and he was born. Now they tell of his return, and I know it shall happen. How much more can we believe the very Son of God?
So, what do you think?
So he told his best friends to wait in the city until the Spirit came upon them from on high. Tomorrow is Pentecost. I have a feeling that we won't be waiting much longer. I don't know what is going to happen, but whatever it is going to shake Jerusalem. It is going to shake Rome. It is going to shake the whole world as long as it lasts. The Lord is determined to dwell with his people, reuniting heaven and earth, making all into his home. And now it shall happen. My son who conquered the grave will dwell with his people. And when the Lord is with his people, there is hope for you, for me, even for Rome. Oh, I trust him in this, as I trust his opinion of your figs. When you're ready, friend, come. Come and see.
Mary, take a double portion.
Thank you. Anna and her family believed, and she has been a good friend to have. for many reasons other than keeping me stocked with my favorite fruit. Oh, I cannot tell you what a gift it has been that she moved to Ephesus to. But that's a story for a different time. Well, that wasn't so bad, was it? Do you have all that you need?
Yes, I think so.
Good. I think I needed that.
Are you all right?
Oh, yes. Just listening to it rolling along. How many more years do you think until he waters the whole world? How much more must we do to speed his kingdom? How patient must he be with us? One day soon we will know. Must be starving. I've been talking for hours. Oh, John and the others should be back soon. I'll get us some wine.
Oh, no. Allow me.
All right, I will allow you. Thank you. Such a gentleman and such a good listener. Well, she'd be a lucky lady. That's all I'll say about that. Are there any more pistachios over there?
Oh, yes.
Wonderful, thank you. I think I know what I'll say now when people come to ask about him. Everything Simeon prophesied, I understand so differently from the way I used to. In my youth, I thought the sword would strike once, but I would heal eventually. But now, after so many years of triumph and struggle, of persecution, loss of children for the faith, so many long nights of prayer and tears that end up in laughter, I see now that the sword is not merely what has happened to me and to those who follow Jesus. It is what heals me. It is the knife that cuts off all the burnt parts of us. It is the very words of my son. The river washing away our darkness day after day after day, giving life to anyone who would stop and drink. And one day, it will all be new. Oh, I'm quite hungry now. How does the doctor feel about fishing?
So now you want dinner and a show. One thing first.
Oh, yes, I'll take some. Thank you. To the king.
To the king.
May he come soon.